Any Other Business by Lucy Flannery.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
I had to drive Graham to the opening of the new aromatherapy clinic, so I thought I'd see if you wanted a lift. You look like you've had a long day.
Oh, I hate these surgeries. I never seem to achieve anything, and I'm such a hypocrite. Telling them to leave their cars at home and then letting you drive me off into the sunset.
I thought I was driving you to the chippy.
They've all got this bee in their bonnet about a residence parking scheme.
Whitaker's been stirring them up.
Yeah, I know. It makes you sick. All the things that public funds could and should be spent on, and people just want their own private parking space.
Oh, never mind. Phase one of the cycle lane proposals go before council soon, and once they're through, we can get cracking on all the other things that need doing.
Yeah. Camilla, I was wondering, would you like to go to the pictures?
Why? What's on?
Well, I don't know.
I don't like many Hollywood films, but I'd love to see the piano. I missed that first time round, and I think it's coming down again.
Well, I'll check the paper.
OK. So, do you want to lift home or not?
Yeah, might as well.
Well, that sounds a great idea.
I'm so glad you're in favour, Mrs. Clark. We really believe that local currency schemes are vital in boosting a depressed economy and stimulating initiative and enterprise.
Anything that undermines the Bank of England's all right in my book.
Are you sure it's legal?
Oh, yes. There are lots of these schemes already in existence all over the country. Manchester's got its Bobbins. Bath has the Oliver. And in Reading, they've got the Reddies.
Explain to me how it works again.
Well, it's a non-profit-making scheme which allows people to exchange and barter goods and services. You see, the economy is cash-starved, but tremendous wealth exists in the form of resources and skills. This is a way of tapping into and releasing those assets. For instance, a midwife might charge 25 units to deliver a baby. The baby's father, a carpenter, earned 20 units by building a bookcase. And so it goes on.
Oh. Clever. Very clever.
The units can't be borrowed or stolen. You're either in debit or in credit. And in the meantime, people are enjoying the benefit of work they couldn't normally afford to pay for.
I love it.
We've already had queries from piano teachers, cabinet makers, hairdressers, organic farmers, bakers...
Painters and decorators, landscape gardeners, therapists, artists, riding instructors...
Plumbers, jugglers, stonemasons, healers, accountants...
Mechanics, beekeepers, dressmakers, 3 Church of England vickers and 1 psychic dog trainer.
Wow.
This'll certainly shake Chesbury up.
So what are you going to call it?
We thought the Chestnut.
Perfect. Well, if there's anything we in the council can do, you've only got to ask. For instance, we could certainly help with printing and advertising.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Not at all. This is just the kind of community-based, forward-looking, visionary undertaking which is going to save this country. Not just from the economic doldrums which continue to oppress us at a national level, but from the old-fashioned, woolly thinking with which we're cursed by the establishment. Wresting power from the centre, demanding accountability, creating self-determination at a local level. This is the way forward. Not just for Chesbury, not just for Britain, but for the world.
Hurrah! Well, we're delighted to find you so supportive. Can we take it that you would agree to council rent and rates being paid by Chestnut?
Absolutely not, no way.
Oh.
Hello.
Well, the authority is committed to a major programme of public spending, you see. I mean, we can hardly hope to honour our pledges if half our revenue starts coming in monopoly money.
Well, perhaps we can talk about it some more before you come to a final decision.
We've already come to a final decision.
I'm sorry, John, okay, but there it is. I mean, I might hate Stirling, but I can't afford to do without it. We'll do what we can do, but we can't do any more.
Fair enough. And it was worth a try.
I think I can certainly promise you the Mayor and Mayoress's official backing for the scheme.
Thanks. But we'd rather it wasn't associated with joke figures.
Of course.
I tell you, Jeremy, I'm sick to death of it. If they offer early retirement, I'm off.
Surely not, Chief.
I'd go like a shot.
I don't think that our current masters and mistresses are so bad. Don't forget, life wasn't always a bowl of cherries under Dr. Whittaker.
No, but at least he didn't keep asking you to do all his work. Figures on this, reports on that, staff profiles, population projections, town plans. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
It's understandable that the Labour group are rather energetic. After all, power is a novelty for them.
And meetings. Endless, bloody meetings. Subcommittees, working parties, action groups. The latest is this nonsense about the nutmeg.
Chestnut, Chief.
I've never heard a dafter idea. Why they don't just write each other IOUs is beyond me. But she wants us to set up an advisory panel and monitor progress and report back every month initially and then every 3 months after that.
Well, I know that kind of thing is rather trying, but I must admit, After 13 years in local government, I sometimes find all this boundless enthusiasm quite refreshing.
Well, I find her a pain in the Netherlands and vindictive to boot.
Surely not.
Well, she sacked Brian Marsden.
Brian Marsden was notoriously unstable, Chief.
Look, he was a sick man. I mean, what sort of world would it be if we were allowed to sack just anyone who'd been on long-term sick leave for 6 months?
He was spotted on Newsnight working as a mercenary in Bosnia.
He was still covered by a doctor's certificate.
I think you're a little downcast at the prospect of next week's course, Chief.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I came in here to forget about that, not dwell on it.
Sorry. Let me get another round in. Same again, please.
Jeremy.
Yes, Chief?
I don't think I can go through with it.
You'll be fine once you get there. You'll probably enjoy it.
Enjoy it? How can you possibly enjoy hanging by your fingernails over an 18-foot chasm in the driving rain?
You'd be surprised in the actual context.
Look, it's no good, Jeremy. I'm not like you. I don't rise to the challenge and discover inner strength. I'm more likely to have a coronary.
Come, come.
Look, it's true. I'm too old for all that stuff. Look, I was happy when going on a management course meant booking into a 5-star hotel, eating yourself stupid, and falling asleep while some idiot in an ill-fitting suit grappled with the overhead projector. That's what I'm comfortable with, wearing a lapel badge and talking jargon. That's what a management course should be about.
Would you like a short to go with that?
No, no. Well, if you insist. I wonder if I should get myself a doctor's certificate. Again.
May I tempt you to some more Victoria Sponge, Leader?
Thank you, no. Delicious though it is, I feel it. 4 slices would be deleterious to my waistline.
Oh, I'm sure if anyone could, you could carry it off, Leader.
Oh, too kind, too kind.
I can't tell you how peeved I felt when I saw that our residence parking scheme was relegated to page 7 of the newspaper, whilst her latest piece of foolishness was splashed all over the front cover.
Ah, yes, the chestnut, isn't it, or some such nonsense?
I am no lawyer, and heaven knows, nor am I an expert in these matters, but I have always understood that if a private citizen were to produce paper money for circulatory use, and those notes did not feature a likeness of Her Majesty the Queen, that would be tantamount to treason.
Indeed, indeed. Mm.
Which offence, incidentally, still carries the death penalty.
Yes, quite so, quite so. If I discover that they are spending any money on this ludicrous venture, I shall most certainly challenge their right to do so in the court.
Especially if it is at the expense of the residence parking scheme.
But I must say it's very gratifying to see how many of my former constituents have taken the trouble to seek me out and solicit my advice on this matter.
Oh, well, it comes as no surprise to me. After years of the superior service you were able to provide, it must have been a very rude awakening indeed to have a boy of 20 thrust upon them.
Mm.
Oh, not that I have any sympathy for them, mark you. They, after all, voted for him.
If pressed, I would have to admit that many of the Canfield residents seem less than satisfied with their new councillor's efforts on their behalf.
Ah!
Very unimpressive, seems to be the general opinion. And absolutely obsessed with bicycles.
His reign is coming to an end. Mark my words, Leader. I have a presentiment that great change is to come upon us.
Oh, I trust you are right, my dear Florence.
By the way, did I tell you, my old friend Emily Truscott is coming to stay with me. She was my bridesmaid, you know.
Oh, how delightful.
Well, to be frank, I'm not looking forward to her visit with my usual relish.
Oh.
Emily has a nephew who works in the housing department at Islington, where Erica Clark formerly lived. Emily says she has lots of funny stories to tell me, but really, I don't have the stomach for any anecdotes concerning that woman.
Well, I don't know. It might be rather amusing.
Oh, I hardly think so. Whatever she has done elsewhere, it can hardly be as bad as the damage she has inflicted here.
You know, I think I could manage just a sliver of that marvellous sponge cake, after all.
Oh, please.
So, you actually asked her out?
Well, to the pictures. Does that count?
I don't see why not. And she said yes?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Oh, it's a start.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She wants to see the piano. It's on at the Art Cinema next Thursday.
Thursday? That's the official launch of the Chestnut Scheme.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, don't worry. I'll do it on my own. They won't mind, I'm sure.
Well, don't you mind?
Oh, no. I wouldn't miss it for the world. These local currency systems are absolutely fascinating. I'm going to interview everyone about it.
What for?
Well, in case it comes in handy sometime. After all, I've got my PhD to think about one day.
I don't know how you do it. I'm incredibly behind with my work, and I don't have anything like as many civic duties as you do.
Well, I have to admit, I quite enjoy it. And it's nice getting out and meeting people.
Jeremy told me you were the most conscientious mayoress in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he says that to all the girls.
You wanted to see us, Leda?
Oh, yeah, come in, both of you. I just want to go over a few things before next Tuesday's council meeting.
I hope you don't mind, Leda, but we brought our coffee with us. There's one for you, if you'd like it.
Is it at the vending machine?
I'm afraid so.
No, thanks. Now, what I'd like is to see the final plans for Phase 1 of the Bicycle Lane scheme.
I thought you already had them.
Well, I've got the preliminary plans.
Well, I don't think there are any changes, are there?
Well, that can't be right. This plan fails completely to accommodate the level crossing. And at the junction of Langley Lane and Bishopsbrook, the route appears to go through someone's back garden.
Ah.
Well, see to it, will you, Reg?
Yes, Leda.
What else is going to council? Anything I should know about?
Nothing controversial, Leda. We have an update report on the dog fouling situation in Clarence Park.
Oh.
And just the usual stuff on street lighting, vandalism and the privatised refuse collection service.
Oh, God.
But I believe Councillor Ballard may attempt to introduce a motion on the residents' parking scheme.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll shut her up before she gets going. Well, that all seems to be very straightforward, then. Should be a doddle. Mind you, I can't believe we're at our second council meeting already. All the things I meant to do by now, and I haven't even made a start on them. Oh, I know what I meant to say. The chestnut.
Oh, now what?
Well, what's up, Reg? Don't you approve?
Well, it's not that, Leda. It's just that it's so damn confusing. I've only really just got to grips with decimalisation.
Well, don't worry. You don't have to get involved. But I would like one or preferably both of you at the launch on Thursday evening. You know, give it a bit of visible support.
I'm sorry, Leda, we won't be here.
What?
On Wednesday afternoon, we'll be leaving for our outward bound course.
Unfortunately.
What are you talking about?
All senior management have to attend these courses, supposedly on a once-a-year basis. Although this will actually be the chief's first time.
I've managed to have funerals and fractures before, but now I've run out of relatives and limbs.
You don't mean those silly management course things?
The previous administration was extremely keen on them. They believe they encourage teamwork and leadership.
Yeah, well, this course has got a reputation for being the toughest of its kind. They do say on the second day they drop you out 60 miles from the middle of nowhere and you have to make your own way back to the centre. And all the equipment you're given is a compass, a piece of string and a ship's biscuit.
These rumours are wildly exaggerated.
There have been casualties, you know, but of course they hush it all up. Two people were rushed to hospital with exposure. One had to be stomach pumped after eating poisonous berries. And one poor chap was held for 48 hours in police custody, charged with worrying sheep.
I think someone's been pulling your leg, Chief.
You're not telling me the Chief Planning Officer was ever the same afterwards. His hair turned white.
I've never heard anything so preposterous in all my life. How much does this rubbish cost?
Quite a lot, Leda. I don't have the exact figures to hand.
Well, get them!
Yes, Leda.
I want a report going to the next personnel committee. In fact, we'll call a special one so the recommendations can go to this council meeting. This must cost thousands, and that money would be far more usefully spent elsewhere. Improving the vending machines for a start.
I'll get on and arrange the meeting right away.
Oh, and Jeremy, and you, Reg, I'm very sorry, but I'm afraid you can't go. I shall need you both here.
Oh, thank you, Leda, thank you. Would you like me to do any reports or anything?
No, it all seems to be in hand, thanks. Oh, well, you could just let me have the new figures on the bicycle loan scheme, if you've got time.
It'll be my pleasure.
Oh, Miss Treves is here to see you, Leda.
Oh, that's right. Come in, Camilla.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about getting you in here, Camilla. It's just that I never see you at home anymore.
What's up?
I just wondered when you were coming back to your old job.
Oh.
Because if you decided not to, which is your decision, of course, then I'll really have to get on and replace you. And I'll also probably have to ask you to move out.
Can't I pay rent?
It's not that, Camilla. It's I need to have a live-in nanny. And yours is the only room I can put her in.
OK, Erica, fair enough. You've been very patient, I've got to admit. Give me a week.
You're coming back in a week?
No, give me a week to make up my mind. I'll give you a definite decision next Wednesday.
Oh. Look, Camilla, if you're doing this to punish me...
No, I'm not, honestly. It started off as that, but then I started to enjoy the job, and I hate to admit it, but I'm getting quite interested in Chesbury, and not to like it, obviously, but sort of reconciled to it. There, never thought I'd hear myself say that.
Hmm. And I suppose it's good fun being the power behind the mayoral throne, isn't it?
Oh, so you finally figured it out then? I wondered when the penny would drop.
There's not a scrupulous bone in your body, is there?
Politics, Erica, it's a dirty business. Time you realise that.
I'm learning, Camilla. I'm learning.
I've been thinking.
Hmm?
This residence parking scheme, I don't know that it's such a bad thing after all.
I take it this is a joke.
No, seriously, Erica, I think we should consider it.
What is there to consider? Residential parking schemes are a nightmare. They cost a fortune to start up and then no one's satisfied when it's in place. Nobody ever obeys the parking restrictions and the police have got better things to do than go around slapping tickets on parked cars.
Aye, I know, but...
Where I lived in London, they had a scheme in force and it was hell. You paid an annual fee for the privilege of parking in your own road and then you still couldn't find a space. And if the wardens did manage to get a ticket on a car illegally parked, 9 times out of 10 you'd find it was someone who lived in the next street who'd parked in your road out of desperation because all their spaces were taken because the car park was full up at Asda.
I know it's not without its flaws, but the thing is, Erica, we're going to have to concede something sometime. It might as well be this.
Why?
Because rather this than a shoot-to-kill policy on dog owners in Clarence Park, or whatever damn fool idea they dream up next.
No, I mean, why do we have to concede anything?
Because if we want to be voted in again, we're going to have to make a few concessions along the way.
Oh, don't start that again. You know damn well they'll never let us back in, so why delude ourselves? Now, have you got anything sensible to say, Arthur, or are you going to go away and let me get on with some work?
Bayek. One day, Erica, one day...
What?
I warn you, if it gets to council, you might find the vote doesn't go the way you expect. I'll say no more.
What's that supposed to mean? Come in.
Leader, Councillor Florence Ballard is here and wants to see you if you're free.
Oh, yeah? And she brought the rest of the Supremes along too.
I'm serious.
Don't be daft. She wouldn't willingly be in the same room with me.
Leader, she specifically asked to see you alone.
Blimey.
Don't worry about me. I'm just off.
I suppose you'd better send her in, Jeremy.
Mrs. Ballard, do go in.
Mrs. Ballard, what can I do for you? Do sit down. Coffee?
Thank you, no. I will come straight to the point. I have a friend staying with me.
Yes?
She has contacts in Islington. Need I say more?
I'm afraid you must, yes.
Believe me, Mrs. Clark, I take no pleasure in this.
Well, I don't suppose I would either if I knew what we were talking about.
Oh, very well. If you insist upon my making it explicit, I know.
Florence, we're both adults here. It's already been a long day and it's getting longer by the second. Just tell me what's on your mind.
I will say 2 words. Poll tax.
Oh. God, not all that nonsense again.
I will go further. Camilla Treves, poll tax, non-payment thereof.
It was a genuine mistake, as I told the borough treasurer, the Labour Party executive and the Daily Mirror.
You did not declare your live-in nanny.
It was an oversight. I filled in those damn forms at midnight the day before the deadline after 8 straight hours in a planning committee. Frankly, I'm surprised I even spelt my name right.
Oh, you don't have to explain yourself to me. We all make mistakes. But then we have to pay for them.
Meaning?
I'm sure Hilary Wheeler would be most interested in this information.
I'm not going to be blackmailed.
Oh, a vulgar, repellent term.
Bloody accurate, though, wouldn't you say? All right, what do you want?
I want Robin Whittaker to resign as Canfield Ward Councillor.
And I want the Beatles to reform. Let's just stay this side of fantasy, shall we?
Very well. I want you to approve preliminary experimental residence parking schemes in Canfield and Hawthorne wards.
Have you any idea how much they cost? Do you really think it's justified?
I think it would mean a lot to certain people. And I think it's little enough to ask, considering the embarrassment that would accrue to you if this information were to be made public.
Damn it, I'm not going along with this. I've never made a secret of it. The information is freely available to anyone who wants it. Hilary Wheeler could find it out for herself easily enough.
Nevertheless, it would be humiliating for you to have it splashed across the paper, and just when things are going so well.
All right, Councillor Ballard, you win this battle. But I'm disappointed in you. I never thought you were a dirty fighter.
Well, Mrs. Clark, war is hell, as you very well know.
Okay, Councillor, if you'd care to draft up a motion concerning the residents' parking schemes, I'll ensure it is put through Council. Put before Council.
Thank you, Leader.
I am sorry, Robin, but you do see we've got no choice, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
And it would be so damaging if it came out.
No, yeah, I see that, yeah.
I hate to involve you.
No, don't worry, Erica. It's perfectly all right. I'm very glad you told me. I hate to see Camilla get in any trouble.
Of course you would. Well, so would we all.
No problem. I'll vote for the silly scheme. After all, it's a small price to pay, really.
I'm afraid it's worse than that.
How do you mean?
Well, it's the money, you see. We've got to pay for it somehow. And there's not a hell of a lot left in the roads and transport budget, so, unfortunately, something else will have to go.
Oh, not the cycle lane scheme.
I'm really sorry, Robin. Hopefully it'll just be a postponement rather than a cancellation.
No, this is awful.
I know, believe me, I know, but poor Camilla.
Yeah, it's all right, I understand. Don't say any more.
Thanks, Robin. I knew I could count on you.
Right, item 33, members, to approve an experimental 3 months resident parking scheme in the Calder Road area of Camfield Ward and the Leabrook Gardens area of Hawthorne Ward.
Number what did I say?
Number 33, Miss Cochrane. You have the Borough Engineer's report before you, members, and details of the petitions received from residents. Would anyone wish to speak to this motion?
Oh. This should be lively, eh, Doctor?
I would certainly imagine so, Hilary.
No. Right, very well. May I see all those in favour, please? Okay. All those against? Thank you, members. The votes were precisely equal, and so using my casting vote, I declare the motion carried.
Bugger me.
Councillor, you voted for.
Thank you, Jeremy, I know. On to item 34 now, members. That's 34, Miss Cochrane!
What number did you say?
An update report on dog fouling in the Clarence Park area and surrounding areas. Councillor Pegg.
Stupid fool.
I did it for you.
I know. And don't think I'm not sickened by that particular aspect of it. Why the hell didn't you check with me first instead of going off and being all manly and noble? God, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a hero.
Erica said you'd get into trouble if it came out.
I wouldn't have got into trouble. She would.
Oh, I can't believe she did this to me. I hate her for this.
Oh, don't be so spineless. It's the first bit of guts Erica's displayed since she got into power. My respect for her shot up.
Oh, please, Camilla, don't be angry with me.
Don't be angry? You've completely messed up the cycle lane scheme and utterly blown your credibility. Can you see any reason why I shouldn't be angry with you?
Does this mean we're not going to the pitches tomorrow
night? Oh, you can forget that. And by the way, you better look around and find yourself a new driver. I handed in my resignation today.
Oh, no, what did you do that for?
I had to. The temptation would have been too great. All that horsepower at my disposal, and you know you never remember to fasten your rear seatbelt. I don't want your death on my conscience. I only kill worthy opponents.
Oh, Camilla, look, I'll do anything. Just tell me what to do to make it up.
Oh.
Camilla?
Your health, Leader.
My health. Thank you. Well, Florence, an unexpected and, if I might say so, a most satisfactory outcome to our exertion.
Oh, all thanks to you, Leader.
Well, I can't really claim any credit.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, if you insist, dear. Well, I must say, I'm most agreeably surprised by Mrs. Clark. I hadn't expected her to take my words in the press quite so much to heart, quite so soon.
Oh, she recognises the voice of wisdom when she sees it on the printed page.
Well, quite. And that foolish girl, Hilary Wheeler, seemed to think that there was a story somewhere and has started sniffing around. I told her nonsense. She's just become unaccustomed to seeing common sense prevail.
Oh, these journalists, how they do so long for a scoop. Really, they must see conspiracies at work everywhere.
Oh, indeed. Well, here's to the residential parking schemes.
And to your return to public life, Leader. I trust we will not have to wait much longer.
Well, we'll see.
And in the meantime, congratulations upon your triumph.
Our triumph, Florence. Oh. I'm sure a lot of it was down to your efforts, dear lady.
Oh, not at all, Leader. I had nothing to do with it. The victory is all yours.
Well, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Now she won't even go out with me.
I'm not surprised. I don't want to go out with you.
I'm not asking you.
I just don't believe it, Rob. How could you be so stupid?
Yeah, all right, don't keep on.
I just can't get over it. Everything was going so well. Now you've ruined it all.
It's only the cycle lane scheme.
Only? Do you know how much work I'd put in on that already? Do you know what I'd arrange for the opening?
What?
Only a special appearance by Terry Mad Dog Milligan, that's all. He and I were going to cycle the entire route on a tandem, dressed as chickens, for charity, and also to publicise the Chestnut. Frank Spanner's very keen. He's agreed that people can pay for their tickets with chestnuts. In fact, he says they can pay with shells and coloured bees, just so long as they come to the match and buy a beef burger.
I can't believe I've messed up everything so badly with Camilla.
Neither can I. You really are a dipstick, Robin.
You know, I don't think I'm really cut out for politics.
So we can sort that out at the next committee.
Right.
Right, then. I think we can call it a night.
You go on, Arthur. I'll just finish up a few things here.
OK. Night, lass.
Night.
Oh, I've got to say, Erica, thanks. It meant a lot to me, you know.
Sorry?
Well, I thought you'd just dismissed all I said out of hand. I'd started getting the feeling that there was a one-woman show around here. And when you laughed at me for what I said about the parking scheme, well, I'd had a gutful, I can tell
you. Arthur, listen.
No, let me finish. I thought that was that, but when you voted for it in council, well, you could have knocked me down with your feather. It made my day, it really did.
Arthur, if you must know what happened, it was that...
Yes?
Well, I thought about what you said. And I decided you were right, after all.
Well, it's nice to hear you say so. Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you. What on earth did Florence Ballard want the other day that couldn't be discussed in company?
It was just some twaddle about dog wardens in Clarence Park, you know, the usual.
She gets no better, does she? I'll say goodnight, then.
Night, Arthur.
Still here, leader?
Oh,
all right.
Oh, hello, Reg. No, not really. Just thinking what a dirty business politics is. Why on earth did I ever get involved in it?
Well, some of us think you're doing a marvellous job, leader.
Well, bless your heart, Reg. Even so, it's been a bitch of a week and it's still only Wednesday. The only remotely bright spot on the horizon is the fact I'll soon have Camilla back again. The children have really missed her.
And there's another bright spot you don't know about yet.
Oh?
It was Jeremy's idea. He thought it might cheer you up. In the draft residential parking scheme agreement, he's included a clause saying discounts will be given to anyone paying by Chestnut.
That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Leader, if you're free, it would be my pleasure to buy you a drink at the Feathers.
And that's the second best thing. Turn the lights out, Reg. Let's be on our way.
Look, I just want to say again, Mrs. Clark, how grateful we all are for you rescuing us from the outward bound course. Well, honestly, you don't know what it was like. There was one exercise, so John Wilson told me, where they dangled you over a shark pool.
Oh, believe me, Reg. I know exactly what that's like. Come on, the Feathers await.
Any Other Business was written by Lucy Flannery and starred Toby Longworth, Vivian Rochester, Jan Ravens, Matthew Bell, John Dutteen, Howard Lou Lewis, Nick Hardy, June Whitfield, James Grout, Nelson David, Rosie Fordham. And it was produced by Liz Anstey.